Joy and No Fun, The Paradox of Modern Parenthood, author Jennifer Senior. How it feels to be a parent. Over the past two generations, parenthood has gone through radical readjustments. Even the most organized people have little to do to prepare themselves for having children. Becoming a parent is one of the most sudden and dramatic changes in adult life. A father with two young kids describes the whole experience as all joy and no fun. There's no denying that our lives as fathers and mothers have grown much complex. Have you seen my autonomy? One of the first facets of life that undergoes the most radical transformations once the child is born is autonomy. The autonomy that parents once took for granted has curtly deserted them, whether in their work, their leisure, or the banal routines of their day-to-day lives. We'll begin with a dissection of those reconfigured lives and an attempt to explain why they look and feel the way they do. Purloined sleep. Of all the torments of new parents, sleeplessness is the most infamous. Researchers agree that the sleep patterns of new parents are fragmented and just plain rotten, failing to do the one thing we love most about sleep, which is to restore our body and mind. That's why the sleep-deprived score higher on measures of irritability and lower on measures of inhibition. When parents spend a great deal of time fighting their urge to sleep, they are more vulnerable to scream and yell, and then feel mad at themselves. Passions of excess. Though adorable, children have all the characteristics that are identified as mad when they are found too brazenly in adults. They want so much and possess so little self-control, they require constant monitoring to prevent self-harm, and they seem to live the excessively wishful lives of those who assume that they are the only person in the world. Yet children don't see themselves as excessive. The real danger in this view is that children can drive their parents crazy. The extravagance of children's wishes, behaviours and energies all become a threat to the parents' well-ordered lives. Adults have a fully developed prefrontal cortex that controls executive function, which allows us to organise our thoughts and actions, while children have developed none at all. Without this ability, we cannot focus our attention. By design, children are highly distractible. Adults, therefore, find children a bit difficult to synchronise with their own agendas. Flow. Every parent has a story, a perfectly planned day that devolved into something close to anarchy. But most of life with young children doesn't have a script, and if a parent tries to write one, children may not be inclined to follow it. The lack of structure in family life, which seems to give people freedom, is actually an impediment. Divided attention. Flow is hard enough to achieve if your sole task is trying to care for your kids, but it's even harder if you're trying to care for your kids and work at the same time. Responding to the beckoning smartphone and the siren of email, these turned out to be huge and surprisingly shameful refrains among parents, as if their children were the disruptions rather than the other way round. Stressed relations. Next to the abrupt modification of our personal habits, perhaps the most dramatic consequence of having children is the change in our relations and marriages. It's a fact that children strengthen relationship between parents and make them less apt to divorce, at least while their children are young. But they are also much more prone to conflict. A fight about a husband's lack of professional initiatives or a wife's harsh tone with her daughter is a fight about the future, about what kind of role models they are, about what kind of people they aspire to be, about who and what they want their children to become. Social isolation. Once women and men become parents, their purposeful socialisation goes up, whilst informal socialising with friends goes down. Without the vibrant presence of neighbours, friends and family members, the pressure reverts back to marriage, specifically to the other partner, to provide the missing support. This adds more to the tension between the couple and results in more arguments and less happy life. Simple gifts. Small children come with a built-in paradox. After we've mentioned the countless disadvantages of being a parent, it's fair to confess they bring joy too. They create wormholes in time, transporting their parents back to feelings and sensations they haven't had since they were young. To enjoy your gifts, it might help to consider the following tips. Release the child within. Discover the world around you. Be philosophical. Adolescence. When prospective mothers and fathers imagine the joys of parenthood, they seldom imagine the adolescent years. Adolescence is the part of parenting that is famously unfun. All, in person, come across as self-confident, thoughtful and considerate. Yet their parents are still going half mad. Is it possible that adults experience adolescence differently from children? 40% of Lawrence Steinberg, a psychologist at Temple University, sample suffered a decline in mental health once their first child entered adolescence. Mothers of adolescents are much more likely to be experiencing distress. Steinberg has a theory about why this is. Adolescents, in his view, are the human equivalent of salt, intensifying whatever mix they're in. They exacerbate conflicts already in progress, sometimes unmasking problems parents hadn't consciously acknowledged for years. Why then do adolescents have this major effect on their parents than children of seven? The answer could be embedded within the few lines. 1. As children get older, they crave independence. Keeping them sheltered for so long, while they're biologically evolving into adults, can have some exhausting consequences. 2. The contemporary home has become a place of perpetual liminal tension, with everyone trying to work out whether adolescents are adults or kids. 3. When children were young, parents craved time and space for themselves. Now they find themselves wishing their children liked their company more and would at least treat them with respect. 4. Ingratitude is already one of the biggest heartaches of child rearing. 5. Questions of preference start to bleed into questions of morality and safety, and it often becomes impossible to discern where the line is. 6. It creates a dramatic discontinuity in the entire family system. Technology and transparency. Since the dawn of teen culture, adolescents have led lives apart, but recent advances in technology have given them a whole new mode of asserting their independence and prospecting on their own. Now parents live in a society that gives them the sense that their kids have to give them permission to do things, like asking your child to friend you on Facebook. If your child says yes, you may see things you hadn't expected. If the answer is no, your feelings are hurt and you're forever wondering whether dubious posts are accumulating on your child's page. The challenge for parents wasn't just about giving themselves the license to snoop, but about accepting what they'd found. And whether they choose to snoop or not, they have to accept that technology intensifies their teenagers' dual existence. Enjoy the joy. One of the biggest paradoxes in the research on human effect is that we enshrine things in memory very differently from how we experience them in real time. Our experiencing selves tell researchers that we prefer napping or shopping to spending time with our kids. But our remembering selves tell researchers that no one provides us with so much joy as our children. It may not be the happiness we live day by day, but it's the happiness we summon and remember.